This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We will play the full audio for people, but just so we're on the same page, Sophie Cunningham, player for the Indiana Fever, took a shot at Detroit. Quote, you want to listen to your players too. Like, where do they want to play? Where are they going to get excited to play and draw fans? I think Miami would have been a great one. Everyone loves Florida. Nashville's an amazing city. Kansas City, amazing opportunity. There's a huge area downtown that no one's using. I'm not sure what the thought process is there. At the end of the day, you don't want to expand the league too fast. We don't want teams to totally dominate and some that aren't. It's a hard situation. But man, I don't know how excited people are going to Detroit or Cleveland. Specifically calling out Detroit. You can grow fans here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great sports city. If you don't think it's the right fit for you, I would say that calls into question your league. Every other league can thrive in the city of Detroit. 248-539-9797.
I agree with caller Rob. What he was saying, that Sophie Cunningham is coming to the idea of Detroit being a destination city, which I believe everybody is said that it's not. No, it's not Miami, New York, Los Angeles, etc. And that is something that she is not the first athlete to have said something like this.
This is a good fit for the WNBA, is it? She would challenge that
sure.
point. No, she challenged that point and says it's not. That Nashville would be better, that Miami would be better, that Kansas City would be better. That was the point of her comments, was it not? What was she trying to say?
Well, I mean, she's stumping for Kansas City because she grew up near Kansas City. She's from Missouri. She went to University of Missouri.
Those are also fine cities, I'm going to say.
Sure, I love Kansas City.
Are they as passionate sports cities? No. And I'm not just saying that because we're in Detroit. I'd say Cleveland more passionate than Miami. I'd say Philadelphia more passionate than Nashville. You want to go where there are passionate sports fans if you're a professional sports team.
Yeah.
Not where the sun shines more often.
This is a topic in Detroit sports radio because she said it about Detroit.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I don't think they're necessarily
But I'm saying I would hold this opinion.
Miami.
Whether you put this microphone in front of me or not, I'd have this opinion. You should want to be where there are passionate sports fans. Not where the sun shines more often. That's a selfish take by the player. The idea that you can't draw fans in Detroit, you'd have an easier time drawing fans in Detroit than Miami, which is what should matter for the players in the league, because that's how you get the money that you all want.
Right, and this is one aspect of a lot of different things that we have brought up in regards to Kelsey Plum not signing an autograph until somebody covers up their Caitlin Clark jersey.
You're weird.
Or saying that they're weird for wanting an autograph. It's how they treat the face of the WNBA. There's just a lot of things that they do where you're like, why are you not embracing Caitlin Clark, who is making you all a lot of money, who is selling a lot of tickets? Why are you not embracing all of these different things? And for a league that can constantly lose his money.
Let's get to Joe in Milford. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just read last night regarding the WNBA and the two largest attended games ever happened in Detroit when the Shock was around. So it's just kind of hilarious to me that you make comments like this. And she's young, and she probably doesn't remember the Shock, whatever. But I think the bigger problem with the WNBA is their marketing with their players. They need to get out of the way and embrace what they've got. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, you should use a player like Caitlin Clark, who's getting a ton of attention, as a tool to spotlight matchups. It's Caitlin Clark against Asia Wilson. Right, like use her as a marketing tool, not this detriment that the league has viewed her as. Like this, she's stealing our spotlight. She's providing the spotlight.
Right. Yeah. It's. I've been here for 10 years.
You weren't in
the
frame.
How dare you? Yeah.
There was no light on you. Now there is. So.
It just all seems very petty.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to Maddie in Plymouth. Maddie, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
I've been agreeing with everything you guys are saying about the WNBA. I feel like this league is shooting itself in the foot between Caitlin Clark, Sophie Cunningham. You got stuff going on with Caitlin Chen all the time. It's like they're fighting their own league.
Yeah, and I don't understand why there's such a big pushback from the players on whether it's expansion, no matter where it is. Why is there pushback, and why do they continue to treat the star of their league the way that they do?
No, it doesn't make sense to me, and I think it's so tone deaf when Sophie Cunningham starts talking about this, and she doesn't even know if it's in Cleveland or Cincy. At least get your city straight. Show me you've read anything.
Just random city in Ohio.
List in city that starts with a C in Ohio, and you'll get there eventually.
Yeah, I think you're right on it, Maddie. I think this league has an opportunity in front of it. Like, that's maybe what's getting lost in all this, is they're expanding. There is buzz, there is interest, more than there was the first time they were in Detroit, in terms of league-wide right. interest. This should be looked at as a chance for Detroit and the league to like tap into that. And instead, a player who's got a little notoriety right now decides to take a pot shot.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, we talk about all of the sports teams that we have right now, and we've had some times where they haven't been very good. I'm not sure that's breaking news. But fans still show up. More of them show up when you win, but fans still show up to support their teams. And if it's an expansion team, we've all seen expansion teams in different cities, and they don't always come in like Vegas did in hockey and win championships. So there might, if they're in Miami and they have 2 or 3 years as they're building a franchise where they don't win any games, you think fans are showing up there for losers?
No.
No, fans will show up here to support their team, and then eventually, hopefully, they become winners, and then even more fans show up.
Some of it's psychology. So some of the cities on the coasts, like the warmer weather cities, are destinations for people to move, but they didn't grow up there. So they don't have the same roots with their teams that a lot of people here do, right? On top of it, when your team's bad, you just go out and sit on the beach, and it doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
Here, we stew on it. It bothers us. We care. I wouldn't be putting down Midwest sports cities as a player who's playing in a Midwest right. sports city herself in Sophie Cunningham.
And when she's done playing, she goes on the beach. It's a destination city. That's what it's a destination city to live. I think that's what her point is.
Then take your vacation there.
Yeah. I mean, use the money that you're making in your sport from the fans that are supporting.
You know what? I think Hawaii's beautiful. I don't think the WNBA should be putting a team there right now. The players would love to play there. Should they put a team in Hawaii? No. You should put it where you can make business sense.
They just put the whole league down in the Caribbean. No, in terms of the pettiness of this, the only thing I can think of in my life that's been this petty is when Jordan entered the NBA. They froze him out of the All-Star game. I mean, that's a little extreme. They would not let him have the ball. That was led by Isaiah Thomas, which later fueled MJ leading the charge on keeping Isaiah off the Dream Team. I will say this. If sports radio was as big as it is now, or just the opinion business was in general, social media, all that, back then that would have been a bigger stain for the NBA. The NBA got away with one then because it was bad PR.
Yeah.
Hey, for the league. They all wanted, they were all jealous of Jordan.
Dudes can be petty too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But they knew Jordan was coming. I mean, Larry Bird admitted it during some of those documents. What was it, The Last Shot or The Last Dance?
But you know what was great for the NBA was the rise of Michael Jordan.
Yes, exactly. And that's what they should all learn from it. That's my point.
Yes. Let's get to Chris in Brighton. Chris, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Cookies? Fire up chips, baby.
Fire up.
John.
Good morning.
Guys, I think I got a different perspective on this. I think that caller, man, I think he... It's one of those scenarios where she said something and he heard something else. It sounds like his perspective is that it's almost as if he's taking it where she's saying that fans aren't going to travel to games in some of these cities. And I agree 100% with Cookies. No matter any way you unpack this, she's putting Detroit down. I was up at CMU when they had 102 points a game on the women's side. We got to experience a fun brand of basketball up there. And I feel like when you get to see that, you know, you support it and you'll be there for it regardless of what city it is. Detroit's definitely shown, proven they'll do it. But I think he heard one thing and she said it's something completely different.
So I want to go back to something you said originally, Chris. You said that people will travel to, let's just say they put a team in Miami. People will travel to Miami to see the WNBA team play?
That's what I think he's heard. Okay. Her saying, hey, we're not going to get people to do, you know, travel to our games, when, like, the reality is, like, she's a little disconnected in her thought, I think, if that's how she meant it.
Right. But like, my only pushback on that would be,
she's putting us down too.
Who's buying a plane ticket and who's getting hotel rooms to go see a WNBA team?
Maybe Gov.
It's not me, and I've experienced really fun women's basketball, but I'm not there yet. Like, I'm not going to travel to that. But
no,
I would
the
love
home
it to
base
be back in Detroit.
Yeah, the home base is what you
would love it to be here.
Yeah, that's where you foster and grow a fan base, and you already have some roots here in Detroit. Detroit made a ton of sense. I think the point she was making was, I as a player wouldn't be drawn to want to play in Detroit. Therefore, we shouldn't put an entire franchise there, which is ass backwards. We don't put cities. We don't give cities teams because the players want a vacation there or live there. We put them there because they make good economic sense. And when the WNBA makes business decisions that make economic sense, they'll grow and be profitable. For a player to not see that represents an issue within the league right now, which is why we bring up Caitlin Clark's another example of it. Kelsey Plum's another example of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.